Well, the warming trend continues. High temperatures today will reach the mid-80s. And again, with low humidity, it's very comfortable, but it does not bode well for a dry spell. So we'll continue to see an increase in the wildfire danger. And, of course, the pollen counts remain high. Even though the oak pollen peaked last week, it will take a little while to get down into numbers that are more manageable. So we're still looking at high to very high pollen counts. And, of course, there are some other pollens out there, bushes and trees, as well as, of course, grass pollen as well. But the two biggies for many people are pine, which is long over with, and oak, which has at least peaked now. We'll continue to see mainly dry weather through tomorrow with temperatures well into the 80s, and with an offshore wind for a good part of the day, even the beaches are going to be warm. We finally get at least an isolated shower or thunderstorm chance by Thursday afternoon, but it would be very hit and miss, mostly inland, triggered by the sea breeze. That may be a bad thing, actually. A little lightning could start additional wildfires when we don't have widespread rain. And really, the best chance for rain in the next 5 to 6 days looks to be about Friday afternoon with some scattered showers and thunderstorms. But again, it will not be 100% coverage for rainfall. So we'll see a few showers and thunderstorms. That's a front that'll move in. The upper level energy helping to support the front, moving way off to our north. So it just isn't going to support widespread rain as it looks right now. But at least a few afternoon showers and storms on Friday, only to dry out again by Saturday. There will be a little bit less humidity to start your weekend. Looks like a really good looking weekend ahead at this point. Meanwhile, there is low pressure off to the east of the Bahamas right now on satellite imagery. Now, this has some potential this week to become a subtropical system. That means it's not purely tropical, it's not purely warm core, but it is over water that's in the 70s, sufficiently mild enough to at least perhaps allow for subtropical development. We're not seeing a whole lot on the west side of that system, which is important for the Bahamas, but it is producing some gusty winds on some of the Bahamian islands and rough seas and surf. The low will continue to move off to the east and northeast away from the Bahamas over the next few days, and certainly away from Jacksonville and east from northeastern Florida. We see no local impacts. Cyclone, which in this part of the world would be called Hurricane Debbie, hits the Queensland area of Australia. The hit was late Monday and Monday evening U.S. time. They're anywhere from about 13 to 15 hours ahead of Jacksonville, depending on which part of Australia you're talking about. Safe to say, though, it is usually the next day versus, say, in Jacksonville. But quite a storm, the equivalent of a Category 3 hurricane hitting the upper coast of Australia. It'll now weaken since it's over land. But speaking of the tropics, it was announced yesterday by the World Meteorological Organization that Matthew would be retired. No real surprise there. We kind of expected that. That's from the list of names last year. So the 2016 list of names will now change as Matthew's retired, and so was Otto. That'll be replaced with Owen, Matthew being replaced with Martin. Otto was a late season hurricane that hammered Central America. It's the farthest south for hurricane landfall to have ever occurred any part of the season, let alone late in the season. So Owen will replace Otto, and Martin will replace Matthew the next time these names come around, which is every 6 years. So in 2022, that list will not include Matthew and will not include Otto, retired because they were historical storms. The previous retired storm in the Atlantic Basin was Joaquin the previous year, which, of course, sunk the Alfaro. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 and Fox 30 Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center for News 104.5 WOKV.